not to the rich people.
In other words, we made laws that a rich person, like the saying, should not stop lending money, because without approval, we were afraid they would stop lending money. They were afraid they would not be able to collect the money back before Shemitah, so they'll lose their money. So we had to make a takana for these rich people that still lend the money. So the Pasuk says, "V'shibarti as goy nuschem." For Tani Rabbi Yosef Elu below Yeshub Yehuda. These are the rich people in Yehuda. Buti Elu Haniyev. That's the poor people. We want to make it easy for them to be able to borrow money. The Siddur Pasuk says, "Have it avitenu." Like lend him, give it him what he needs. Omale Rav Luza. Rav spoke to a person from Luz, a Frenchman. My Prusbul. What's the word? What's the explanation of the word Prusbul? Omale Prusa the Milsa. Prusa means a takana. Like this is a takana we made. Prusa means takana. And I'm Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Yisaymin ain't Srichin Prusbul. Yisaymim, when they want to collect money, they don't have to write a Prusbul. Trashi Shein Shrius Meshamotah Schoev Shalaviyim Ameis. Because Shemitah does not stop the Chayv of their father. V'chein Toni Rami Bachoma. That Yisaymin, orphans, ain't Srichin Prusbul. Why? Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dino Yavin Shay Yisaymim. Pasuk Kloima, Nisiyah Yisrael Shabchol Dor V'Dor, all the heads of Chai Yisrael Avim Shay Yisaymim Heim. O Memoinam Aleim, V'yamamoinam V'yishtereisim Kusurim Abazdin. It's as if automatically all the Shtoros of Yisaymim are given over to Bezdin. So if even without a Prusbul, it's as if the Bezdin later will go and collect the money for them. It's not awesome. We learned over there, Mishnah Shvius, and Kaisvin Prusbul Ela ala Karka. You only write a Prusbul only on Karka. Because you have to own Karka. The Malva has to own Karka. Rashi said no. And Karka says, Yesh Karka Leiva. If the Leiva, the one that borrowed the money, has Karka, then we can write a Prusbul. Tle Tiknu Ela Bezman Shachoyev Kishar Roiv Shtoris. She Nigvayim in a Karka. Tabi Milsa Neshkichi. That most times, how do you collect money if somebody owes you money? You go down to the lover's property and take away his property. So usually you only lend money to somebody that has karka. So if a principal loss was only made if the lover, the person that you lent the money to, has karka. In main, let's say the person you lend money to does not have any karka. What the malva should do is be mezaka, give a small portion of your property to him. The karma kosher, what's called the kosher a little bit, even enough, just the stalk of a cabbage. A small mokum, that's enough. So mail it siddur if the loiva has a piece of property, and then you can write a prusbul on it. Alright, we'll stop here. What? Yeah, hold again, Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the Gemara we had before was Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, that Yisaymin ain't Tzrichin Prusbul. Yisaymin, in the case where the father dies, and Yisaymin take over, and now a malva comes and says, I want to collect money from you, or the Yisaymin want to go collect money from other people, so they don't have to write up a Prusbul. They don't need a Prusbul. Even though Shriyas goes by, it's not Mishamed, they still have a right to collect their money. V'chein toni yomi b'chomo, that Yisaymin ain't Tzrichin Prusbul. Why not? It means like Rashi says, the Nasi, the head of Klai Yisrael at that time it happened to be, Rabbi Gamliel or Bez Dinoi, they're like the fathers of the Yisaymim. In other words, they're like the Bez Din, and it's as if they have the Shtoris. They have the right to collect the money for the Yisaymim, so therefore that's the whole shot of a Prusbul. The Takon of Hillel was, that, like we'll see later, Midi writes, if you give over your shtoris to Bezdin, really, and Bezdin collects the money from you, that's muta. A prusbul means, even though you do not really give over your shtoris to Bezdin, but it's as if you gave it over. Prusbul just says, Hareini Moisilachem. It's as if just by talking to a Bezdin, to three people, you tell them, it's considered as if you're giving them your shtoris, that they have the right to collect the money. Even though they don't really collect the money, you collect the money. That was the takana Hillel made of a prusbul. So here by Yisaymin, we don't need that takana, because we have the real Bezdin, the Nosti, the head of Klal Yisrael, they take care of the Yisaymin, they're like the Bezdin for the Yisaymin. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Shvius, that ain't kaisvin prusbul el al karka. We only write a prusbul if the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, has karka, has property. In main loy, let's say the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, does not have any property, any karka, so then the loch is mezakeyu b'teich sadeyu kolshu. That the malva, if he's smart, he should go and be mezake, means give over a little piece of his property to the loiva. So now it's considered as if the loiva has karka, therefore you're allowed to go write up a prusbul. And Rashi explains why do you have to have karka. Rashi says, because it has to be like most havos, most shtoros. So Rashi says that leitiknu el bezman shachoyiv kisha roiv shtoros, that this havo, this loan, has to be like most loans. She nigvoyim in akarka. Most times when you lend somebody money, you make sure that that person has karka, that you'll be able to collect money from the karka. Therefore, prusbul is only written if the loiva has karka. Other mafarshim, I think, learned the pshat is that if you have karka, then we look as if, and the Torah says, Yishum the royal ligvois ba kol achayv. I mean that the pshat is that when a person has karka, on karka we could look as if the money was collected already. In other words, if the loiva has karka, so now all you have to do is collect the karka. So karka we can look as if it's always here, as if the malva like already collected it before shvius. So therefore, prusbul only helps if the loiva has karka. So then we could consider as if right now the malva is like collecting the money, like collecting that karka. Now, if the loiva does not have any karka, so then the malva should be mezakeh him, give him some of his karka. Now, the kama kolshu, what's called a little bit, what does it mean? Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, afilu klach shel kruv. Really a small amount of karka. Even the smallest amount, just enough to have a stalk of a cabbage. For that alone, if you have that small of a ground, that's by the stalk of a cabbage, that's enough to write a prusbul on. Like Rashi speaks out, even though it's a small amount, it's not worth yehochayv. Even though the guy owes you $1,000, and this small piece of property is maybe worth a dollar, still we say, as if you keep on collecting it 1,000 times. Like we had before, you collect the karka, then give it back, collect it, give it back. So no matter how small the karka is, still, the whole chayiv could go upon that karka. So, don't make a difference. Yeah, right. Each loiva has to own karka. You have to give a different piece of land to each loiva. If 7 different people owe you money, so you have to make sure each one of them has karka. And if any of them or none of them have, you have to give each one of them a small piece. Amar Rav Yehuda. If he says, "Afilu hishilu makom latanu l'karayim," even if the loiva doesn't own property, just he like loaned it. In other words, let's say you loan your shoyl, you lend a tana v'karayim, you lend an oven from somebody, and that time the ovens were not movable, so it's like built into the ground. So in other words, when you borrow the oven, you're also borrowing the karka underneath it. So if you have karka that shol to you, that's awesome enough. For that, you can also write a prusbul on it. It's kaisman al prusbul. That's enough to make a prusbul. As long as you have something to do with karka. Samora says, Aini, it's not like that. The Yotani, we learn like this. Hillel, Rashi says, this is the Amoira Hillel, that says, Ein kaisman prusbul, ela al otsuf nokav bovad. If the leiva doesn't own karka, but he owns an otsuf nokav, that's a flower pot that has a hole in it. In other words, the flower, like what's growing there, gets its nourishment from the ground. So then that's considered like karka that you can write a prusbul. So the diuk is nokov in, sheina nokov loy. Only if the loiva owns this flower pot that has a hole in it. But if he owns a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, it's not nokov, it's complete on the bottom, then loy, then the flower pot is not called like karka, so you can't write a prusbul. But the question is, why not? If you own the flower pot, so the flower pot is on the ground. So even if you don't own the ground underneath it, but you own the flower pot, so wherever it is, it's like you're borrowing that ground. So since you're borrowing, you're using that ground, that should be considered like you have karka, and you should be able to write a prusbul. So why does Hillel say, if you only have a nokel, a otzot, a shein a nokel, you can't write a prusbul? So Gemara says, "Lo tzrich." You know what the case is? We're talking about this flower pot that you have is not resting on the ground itself. It's a hanging on pegs. It's on top of pegs. So therefore, if the flower pot itself has a hole on the bottom, so that's called, it gets its nourishment from the ground, it's called like karka. So then we consider the loiva has karka, then the malva, when he writes the pruz, he has a right to write the pruzbul. But if the loiva only has an otzutz, shein anokuf, this flower pot does not have a hole, does not get its nourishment from the ground, and it's not staying on the ground, it's like hanging on pegs, so then we say the loiva does not own ground, so you cannot make a pruzbul. Rav Ashi matnile gidmo de dikla. Rav Ashi, he was a malva, people owed him money. So what he did was, he wanted to make sure the loiva had karka, he gave him over just the stalk of a palm tree. The cost of a lay pruzbul, and on that he wrote a pruzbul. Now, Rabbonin, Devei Rav Ashi, this is a chiddush now that the Rabbonin, by the base of Medrash of Rav Ashi, Masri Milayu Ladodi. They did not even have to go to write up a pruzbul. It was enough just for them to talk. Like one person will talk to three people and Balpeh, like telling them, listen, I'm making you a bezdin for me, and I want you to be able to collect all the money that people owe me. So you don't even have to write down the shtar, a ksuba, a pruzbul. And Rashi says, Beloik sivas pruzbul, even without writing the pruzbul. Elakachom alachaverim, that's where they said to their friends, Harayatem bezdin, you should be a bezdin. V'chayvi, and any chayv, any right of money that I have a right to collect, Masa lechem legvois, I'm giving it over to you, that you should have the right to collect it. Whenever I want. And that's what a pruzbul is. Just usually a pruzbul, you have to write down the shtar that you tell these three people, I'm giving you the right to collect my money. Even though Lamaisa, they do not collect the money, you collect the money yourself. That was the tikkun that Hillel made. Hillel Zuck was masaking. It's enough to write a pruzbul. That even though he said you don't really give over your shtaris to Bezdin, like it's not really Bezdin that's going to collect your money. It's still you that's going to collect the money. But Hillel was makol with a takon of a pruzbul. So they held, you don't even have to write down a pruzbul. It's enough just to say it over words, just to speak it out. And Rabbi Yochanan Mosa Midl Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan also did like this. He just said his words to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, telling him, I want your bezin to be able to collect my money for me. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Srichna midi achrini, do I have to do anything more? Omalei, he answered back, Loi tzirichta, you don't have to. In other words, like we just said, so the halacha, it's the shaila, the Rambam says, this halacha is only by Talmidei Chachamim. They have the right just to speak it out. But a regular person has to write it down. The Ramah brings down this halacha, lemaisa. But the Maisa, I mean, the minig is, at least that the people, the Yirei Hashem, the Kam Shvius, they do write up a pruzbul. Even the Lalocha, it's a big shayla, there are some Paiskim that say you don't have to write a pruzbul as long as there. Some say that the Baal we hold that the Shvita's only with the Rabbonin, you don't need a pruzbul today, but a Koponim and some in Hagim had not to write a pruzbul, but some, the minig portion is that you should write a pruzbul. Yeah. But, Tana Rabbon, we learned like this. Ain like what? Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Ain like karka. Let's say the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, does not have any karka. But ulo orev yesh la karka. When you gave him the money, you gave your friend Reuven, you lent him $1,000. Your friend Shimon became the orev. He was the co-signer like. So if the orev has karka, that's enough. There's also kais for nola pruzbul. Then you have a right to write a pruzbul. What about loy ulo orev ain la karka? Let's say the loiva, the one that you lent the money to, doesn't have any karka. And the one that was an orev, a co-signer, also doesn't have any karka. But ulechayiv loy, yesh le karka. Another person that owes your loiva, must say there are three people involved, let's say. Reuven lent money to Shimon. So now, Shimon doesn't have any karka, he's the loiva. But Yehuda borrowed money from Shimon, so Yehuda owes money to Shimon. And Yehuda has karka. So now, first Reuven has a right to write up a pruzbul. Even though Shimon, the one that borrowed the money from Reuven, doesn't have any karka, but since Yehuda, that owes the money to Shimon, does have karka, we consider as if the karka is like by Shimon already, so Reuven can write up a pruzbul now. And that's the famous Midr Reb Nosson. That's Reb Nosson's halacha. Titan, you will learn like this. Rabbi Nosson Eimer, Reb Nosson says, Minayin, how do I know? L'noise b'chaver emona. Like if I lent, or somebody owes me $100, and I owe somebody else $100. So the change, Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon lent Yehuda $100. So Minayan, how do we know Shemotziyan Mizev and Eisen Lazer? How do we know we could take the money directly out of Yehuda and give it straight back to Reuven? It does not have to go back in between Shimon, but it can go straight from the third one back to the first one. Kamaloyman, this we said, the pasuk says, Venosan, you're supposed to give the money that you owe, Lasher Osram Loy, to the one that deserves the money. It doesn't say from the one you borrowed the money, but Lasher Osram Loy to the one that deserves the money. So even though Yehuda borrowed the money from Shimon, but since Shimon also borrowed $100 from Reuven, so really this money is supposed to go to Reuven. So you have hereby approval also. Reuven has like the right to collect the money from Yehuda. Since Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, and Shimon then lent another $100 to Yehuda, so Yehuda like owes the money directly back to Reuven. So since Reuven has karka, it's considered to Reuven, since last one, Yehuda, has karka, when Reuven, the Malva, lent out the money to Shimon, it's also considered as if there's karka involved there. Therefore, Reuven could write up the prusbel. Tanan Hossim, learned over there also Mishnah in Shviyas that says, HaShviyas Mishametes Es HaMilva. That's halacha, the end of Shemitah. If you lend somebody money before Shemitah, and you wait till the end of the Shemitah, the end of the year, and you didn't collect your money yet, so Shviyat is Mishametis. Shviyat makes it now that you don't have the right to collect your money anymore. So it says, Shviyat Mishametis, it stops, as Hamilva, Bein Bishtar, Bein Shaloi Bishtar. That's what the Mishnah says. Whether you lent money with a shtar, or whether you lent money Balpeh without a shtar. So now what does it mean exactly, Bishtar and Shaloi Bishtar? So it's a Machlokes. Rav and Shmuel the Yarmutavayu, Rav and Shmuel that both say, you know what Bishtar means? It means Shtar Shiyesh Bayachreis Nechosim. Shtar means that you lent money and he wrote you back a Shtar, and in the Shtar it says that all his property is Meshubah to you. You have a right to collect his property if he doesn't pay you back. Then we say what? Shvius is Meshametet. What does Shaloi Bishtar mean? Shein Bayachreis Nechosim. That even though you wrote up a shtar, but you did not put inside the shtar that you have a right to collect from his property. And kol shchein milva peh, for sure, if you didn't write a shtar at all, just that you lent him the money, now when it comes Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, you have no right to collect the money. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. That the chiddush is, even though in the shtar there was a shibud kakois, we do not say it's considered as if you collected already the karka, and therefore it's not called you have to collect it now on Shemitah, it's called that you collected it before. No, you don't say that. The mice, you didn't collect any money yet, even though you have a right to take away his property, but so far you didn't go to collect the money. If you're first going to collect the money after Shemitah, you lost out, you can't collect it. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no, the Amr Tavar, they both say like this. That bishtar, that's what the Mishnah says, halvo bishtar, shvi stops it, that's only shtar, shein b'yachreis nechosim. Only if in the shtar you did not write that you have a right to collect from his property. Stan, you only wrote a shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from you. What does shaloi bishtar mean? Milva alpeh, that they didn't write a shtar altogether. In these two cases, if you wait till after Shemitah, then you can't collect your money anymore. But a shtar that has inside it when Reuven first lent Shimon $1,000. Shimon wrote him back a shtar saying, I owe you $1,000. And in it he wrote that all my property that I own is Meshubit, means you have a right to collect from my property that was written inside the shtar. Then they hold Eina Meshamit. Then Shviyas does not stop it. You still have a right to collect your money. Because since in the shtar it was written that this Reuven has a right to collect the property, we look as if he collected the property already. We look as if he was God that's collected already. Therefore, it's not called lo yigush, it's not called like you can't collect it now, so therefore Shviyas does not stop you. So verse says, Tanyi kavosat Rav Yechon and Rav Shimon Melokish. I'll bring a proof now to Rav Yechon and Rav Shimon Melokish. Because it says clearly, shtar choyv mishamet. Says that the time you made halvor, you lent somebody money, and you wrote up a shtar, still, when it comes to the end of Shemitah's Meshamit, it stops that you can't collect it anymore.
But what about v'im yesh b'yachrayis nechosim? But let's say in the shtar was written clearly that you have a right to collect from his property, then we say einu meshamet, then nothing doing, then shriyas does not stop it. That since you have a right to collect from his property, that we say it's kagavu domi, it's considered like you collected already, and it's becheska hamalv already, so it's not called layigush. Tanya, you can learn like this. Sayim loy soda achas tahavosoi, whenever Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and Shimon set aside property to tell Reuven, if I don't pay you, you can take this property, is also in the Meshamit. So even though you wait till after Shemitah, you still have a right to collect. It's not, doesn't stop. Because again, since there's property involved, we always say it's considered as if it was collected from before. For lawyer is not only this, that even though you don't say exactly which property, you just say all your property is achroyin, also ein meshamit, Shriya does not stop this chayif. So again, there's all like a Yechonim Mashlokish. Now the Gemara says, a Maisa once happened at Kareve the Rabasi. What's happened with the car of the relative of Rabasi, Hevela Yehushtar, he had a star, that he was the Malb, he lent somebody $1,000, and he had a star saying that the person owes him $1,000, and also that all his property was Meshub, but he had a right to collect from the property, from the karka. So he wanted to know now, it's after Shemitah, can he collect the money or not? So Osla came with Rabasi, he came in front of his uncle, his relative Rabasi, Omalei Ravasi told him Mishamit. He told him, no, you can't collect your money anymore. Shriya stops the chayiv. No, he asked him, Omalei Mishamit or Yenu Mishamit? So Shriya stops this or doesn't it? Omalei, so he answered back, Yenu Mishamit. So what? It does not stop it. Yenu Mishamit does not stop it. So he told him, like we just passed, like Yerucham Meshlokish, to say that since there was Achrayas Nechosimir, therefore Shriya does not stop this chayiv, you have a right to collect it. But still, so Shafke, this Korov left Rabasi, but he wasn't satisfied yet. He also came to Rabbi Yechon, he went in front of Rabbi Yechonon. Omele, yes, Rabbi Yechonon, Mishamit. Omele, Rabbi Yechonon told him Mishamit, he told yes, that you should know that you don't have a right to collect the money, Shriya stops it. So also Rabasi, the came to Rabbi Yechonon. So Rabasi heard about this and he came to complain to Rabbi Yechonon. Omele, Mishamit, yes, Mishamit, yes, Rabbi Yechonon, what's the halacha? Omalei Rabbi Yechonon answered back, Mishamit, yes, that Shriya stops it. So he asked the question, V'homaru diyoma v'yu Rabbi Yechonon, you yourself just got finished saying, Einu Mishamit. You just said that when you have Alvo and a Shtar, and in the Shtar you have a right to collect in the Chosin, Shriya does not stop it. So how could you tell me now in this case, that's the same case, that Shriya does stop the Chayv? So Rabbi Yechonon answered back and said, Omalei, since we think that's halacha, therefore we should do halacha l'maisa. Rashi says, nasa maisa means, loitzi m'mayna b'yodom. Should we do it? In other words, up until now I'm just saying, that's what I think. But before Rashi says, v'loi shemana m'rebbe seinu, but I did not hear it from my rabbis. But since he did not hear it from his rabbi, so he was afraid to say halacha l'maisa. So therefore halacha l'maisa, he didn't want to be makel. Omalei, so Rabasi said that to Yechonon, but for Tanya Kavosei, we brought down brises that say like you, so we have proof like you're saying, so what are you afraid about? So Omalei, Tanya Kavosei Demar, Omalei, so Yechonon said back, no, Dumehi Kavei Shamahi, that you brought proofs to me, maybe that goes according to Vei Shamai. The Amr that they say, Shtar Ho'aymed Ligvois to Govodami. The Shamai Shitar is that a Shtar that's Oymed to collect, we consider now as if it's collected already. We had the Shaila and Saita we had there, Shaila by Nesa Balaya Mashloi Shosu, that in case we have a Saita, and your wife didn't drink the water yet, you don't know if she's Chayiv Misa, does she deserve to get a Ksub or not? And then the husband dies, so Veshami says that she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Even though it's a Suffolk, he says, because Veshami says, since she has a Shtar Ksuba, a Shtar was always sitted like it was governed, like it was collected already. So according to Beis Shammai, whenever you have a shtar, there it's considered like it was collected already. But that's only according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, we don't know, it's not considered like it's collected so much. So therefore by Shemitah, we have a doubt whether Shemitah would be Meshametit, or it won't be Meshametit. So therefore Rabbi Yechonon said, Alach L'maisa, he did not want to be Mekel. Tanan Osam, learned over there, says, Hamal V'es Chaverim Moyes Alamashkin. If somebody lends somebody money, on a mashkin, then there's a take right back from you a pledge. As Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and he takes from him back a pledge, something worth $1,000, or else for Yamoisesh to write to Lebesdin. If somebody borrows money, lends money, and he writes a shtar back, now the Malva really takes his shtaris and gives it over to Bezdin, right before Shemitah, or right before the end of Shemitah. The Lachar is Eimashamtin. In such a case, Shavias does not stop it. You still have a right to collect your money. So Mar says, why? That's very good. If you really give over your shtaris to Bezdin, so they're holding on to the shtar, they're like Tophis, they're holding on to the money, so they have a right to collect it, then it's good. Or like Rashi says, the Tasle Bezdin, that Karen Hefka, the Gabi Malvula Karina Bela Yigosh, it's not called La Yigosh. Since they're holding it, they have the right to collect it. So that's good. Ela Malvala Mashkim, when you lend money, and you have to collect the money, just you took a pledge right now, my time, what's the reason? But still, you want to go after Shemitah to collect your money, why can you do it? So Gemara answers, Omar Rova Mishum Tofasle. No, if you're holding on to the mashkin, you're holding on to this pledge he gave you, so you're holding on to the money like, so it's not cool if you have to collect it. But Omalei Abayas said back, like, so what? Elamayativ so halveyu. Let's say I lent you $1,000. Vidar v'chatzeri. And in the meantime, I'm going to live in your chatzer. So the toughest lay, I'm like holding on to your chatzer. His hachinam, you want to tell me of your rosa d'lay m'shamit, that even though after Shemitah, I still have a right to collect your money, like, so what? Why? Still, you did not collect your money yet, and you're not holding on to the money really. He is still his money, so you have to collect it still. It's not like karka. So, why do we say Shviyas does not stop it? So my answer is, oh, malay, shani mashkin. Mashkin is much better. The konilei midrav yitzhak. There's a kinyan of a mashkin. Means when I lent you money, and you give me back a pledge, I really own that pledge. I have a kinyan in the pledge. That's called the kinyan mashkin. So it's not just I'm holding on to something of yours, but I have a kinyan. I like own that mashkin right now. That's of Yitzhak halacha. So since I like own the pledge in the meantime, therefore it's not called la yigosh. It's not called I have to go to collect the money. It's sort of like I collected the money already. The Yomer of Yitzhak, says, Minayin, how do we know Labal Chayv? Shekhoin Amashkin, how do we know when I lend somebody money and I take a pledge that I'm Khoin Amashkin, it really belongs to me? So Rashi said, Maskamina is, Lamal Vivim Ovad Chayim Bach Yusuf, if you lose the Mashkin, you're Chayiv. How do we know this? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Ulocho Tietzdoka. Tells you to take a Mashkin from a poor person, so it comes night time, you have to give him back his pillow, you have to give him back his blanket. And it says, if you give it back to him, l'chor tia tzedakah, you're going to receive like it's tzedakah for you. So the question is, in ain't a kind of, it doesn't belong to you, tzedakah minayin, why should it be called tzedakah? You're giving him back his own thing. So here's the proof to say, if Yisrael learns up now, that by a mashkin the pshat is, we consider as if you own the mashkin. So therefore, if you do give back the mashkin, that's called like a tzedakah. Therefore, if you hold the mashkin, that's better, that's called, you have it already. It's not awesome, let's over there. It says,